USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll attributed to former Hurricane Laura has risen to 14 as Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards asked the federal government for immediate financial assistance. Of the deaths, 10 were in Louisiana and 4 in Texas. Edwards formally asked President Donald Trump to declare a federal disaster for 23 parishes in the state, which would free up federal emergency management agency assistance. The president plans to travel to Louisiana and Texas over the weekend. Hurricane Laura is the fifth strongest storm to make landfall in the U.S. in recorded history and the first in memory to maintain a hurricane strength as it traveled through Louisiana, bringing catastrophic destruction. 82 water systems across Louisiana were also incapacitated by the storm. An estimated 8,000 homes were destroyed in two states and more than 14,000 people sought shelter from the Red Cross. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump is offering up a full pardon, and USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is granting a full pardon to Ellis Johnson.
And we gave a commutation. That means we were able to get Alice out, and she has been just so outstanding, and I'm so proud of you, and we are giving Alice a full pardon. I just told her.
President Trump making that announcement during an Oval Office ceremony. Johnson was sentenced to life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. The pardon also coming on the 57th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King delivering his I Have a Dream speech.
Walmart said that it may join Microsoft to buy the U.S. business of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has become under fire from the president. They said in a statement that a deal with Microsoft could help it expand advertising business and reach more shoppers. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Julio Mora slipped away from his parents to secretly marry Waldrima Quinteros on February 7, 1941. Both of their families disapproved, but 79 years later, they're still together. He's now 110 years of age, and she's now 104, both lucid and both in great health, though their relatives say they're a little depressed because they miss their big family get-togethers due to the pandemic. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, there are longer marriages, but none at the moment between people as old as they are, just short of a combined 215 years. A number of comedy and musical superstars are getting together to save the vote in a nonpartisan way. Here's Liz Phair with the details.
This Sunday evening, I'm teaming up with Represent Us and friends like Dave Matthews, Jennifer Lawrence, Jamie Foxx, Sia, and others for a very important cause, protecting the 2020 election. We have to make it easier and safer for people to vote, whether by mail-in ballot or in person. And we have to make sure every single vote gets counted. It's going to be awesome. You won't want to miss it. RSVP now at www.represent.us/save-the-vote.
According to their website, the Represent Us group brings together conservatives, progressives, and everyone in between to pass powerful state and local laws to fix broken elections and stop political bribery. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.